他的头的时候
when you use your leg to stand on it
那个时候他最多伤你的脚你的脚伤他的头
The, the best that it can bruise or your heel and then ankle it can bruise the head now.
就是这个意思。
That's the meaning.
所以上帝的儿子耶稣到世界上来的时候
So as the Son of God comes to the world,
蛇要伤他。
And this Satan want to bruise him.
他只能伤他的脚。
But can injure the ankle.
当他见到撒旦的时候
But when he stamped on the Satan,
伤蛇的头。
He bruised the head of Satan.
当你们看到 The Passion of Christ 那篇电影
When you watch that film called The Passion of the Christ
你们发现
Do you discover?
那个魔鬼抱住一个小孩子
That's this Satan when he carries a small baby.
但这个小孩子脸孔是老人家
But that small baby has an old man's face.
你们有没有注意看呢
Have you paid attention to that?
他这个 Mel Gibson 要解释的是什么事情
Mel Gibson what is he trying to explain
就当耶稣受难被鞭打全身流血鞭伤全身血流满地的时候
as time when Christ was being bruised throughout the whole body
好像耶稣已经失败了
as if that he has failed
魔鬼很干练了吗
Satan is it so happy now
魔鬼静静地看
quietly he watched and watched
看的时候
and he watched
魔鬼抱这个小孩子
And he carries a small baby.
那小子像老人一样。
But look at the old man.
他也看着。
And he was sad.
眼睛睁得大大的。
Sad with our eyes.
这个蛇就魔鬼看着耶稣。
So Satan staring at Jesus.
啊，那个小孩子老人的脸孔在看着彼得了，看着这些其他的这些跟随主的。
And that baby, but with old face, staring at all those followers.
Mel Gibson 要讲的是什么呢
？What is Mel Gibson trying to express?
The war is not finished yet.
这个战争还没过去
The war is still in continuation
战争还继续不还没有结束
Now I want you
现在呢我伤你
然后女人的后裔要再伤你的后裔
Then the seed of woman will bruise you
所以基督受死复活已经得胜了
Christ was dead he rose up again he was victorious
但是基督的教会为什么还要受250年的大逼迫呢
But the Church of Christ, why is that they continue to be persecuted for 250 years?
耶稣就讲了
Jesus said,
他们恨我
They hate me.
他们必恨你
They will hate you.
因为在还没恨你们以前
Because before they hate you.
他们已经先恨了我
They already hated me.
他们逼迫我
They persecuted me.
一定要逼迫你
Sure, they are persecuting you.
因为没有血色高过先生
Because there is not this disciple who will be greater than the teacher
这句话不是说学生不会比老师更厉害不是这个意思
It doesn't mean that the disciple cannot be better than the teacher
耶稣每一次讲这句话跟基督的受难跟基督徒的受逼迫是有关系
Because this theme is related to his persecution and Christians persecution
意思就是没有一个基督徒会比耶稣基督受更多的灾难逼迫跟痛苦
which means not even also a single disciple will suffer less than Jesus
所以当我们受苦的时候
so as we suffer
我们受逼迫的时候
when we're being persecuted
你不要忘记基督比我们受更多的痛苦
do not forget that our master's person was feeling more than we do
更重的逼迫
and also more suffering
不要紧
but never mind
为什么呢
why
撒旦所有的攻击只能伤基督的脚跟
All the attack that come from Satan can only bruise our heel.
而基督要伤他的头。
But Christ will bruise his head.
所以得胜是属于主的。
So the victory belongs to Christ.
就当耶稣再来的时候。
When it is the time when he returns.
耶稣什么时候再来
？When will he return?
不久的将来。
And the coming future.
所以保罗在这里说呢。
That's why Paul here says.
那快要把撒旦践踏在你下面，是赐平安的神。
And also the God of peace is soon to crush Satan under your feet.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
讲完这个以后呢
And after this,
保罗就继续再讲到几个关于问难的事情。
Paul continues to send greetings.
他说与我同工的提摩太。
And also Timothy who worked together with me.
我的亲属路求耶孙索西巴的问你们
啊。My relative Lucius, Jason and Sosipater.
这里呢其他的三个人就很少在别的地方再提了
And other places seldom mention about these three persons
但是第一个名字是很重要的
The first name is important
提摩太
Timothy is important
提摩太不但在圣经里面常常提到他
Timothy not only the Bible mentioned him frequently
在历史上有许多许多不知道几百万的名叫 Timothy Timothy
in the whole world there are millions of people who name after Timothy
连巨龙波都有很多提摩太当然都是 photocopy
Of course, in Colombo also many Timothy but all photocopies.
不是原来那个。
Not the original one.
原来的提摩太只有一个。
There's only one single original one.
是谁的？
Who is he?
就是这一个。
This one.
好，现在请你注意听下面的话。
So pay attention to this.
教会历史里面。
In the church history.
有约翰的徒弟一直传下来。
The disciples of this John keep passing down.
后来变成教会的主流。
Becomes the mainstream of the church.
那保罗传下来的。
Those who come after Paul.
这个精神是主流，人物不是主流。
The spirit is mainstream, but not the figures.
啊，你说再讲一次。
One more time.
啊，这些都是几乎没有书提到的。
And the books are mentioned on this.
约翰的学生。
The disciples of John.
Irenaeus.
Irenaeus.
Irenaeus 的学生。
Irenaeus 的 disciple.
Polycarp.
Polycarp.
那这些一直下传下来。
All this when they pass down.
就写了一些小亚细亚的教会的历史。
They become also the write the history of the Asia Minor.
那保罗的同工呢？
But Paul's co-workers.
在圣经都提下来。
In the Bible mention about them.
提多。
Titus, Titus.
提摩太。
Timothy.
还有谁呀、啊？与保罗一同坐监牢在腓立比的谁呀、啊？啊，希腊。
Silas.
还有以巴弗提。
Epaphras.
还有许多保罗同工都记在这。
And other fellow workers of Paul was mentioned.
相反的。约翰的同工几乎名字都不提在圣经。
But the fellow workers of John is not mentioned.
站在教会历史里面。
But then in the church history,
整个教会继承下来的不是保罗的同工，是约翰的同工。
What the church inherited is the fellow workers of John, not Paul.
这个甚至很多神学院都没有人好好讨论这个问题。
And even the seminary never teach about this.
但是我告诉你，
来加油。
当我们讨论后继的圣工。
When it comes to continuing ministry of the church,
延续下去的继承的
and the continuing people who inherit the ministry,
怎么训练
how to train,
要怎么传道
how to preach,
应当怎样谨慎
how to be careful,
应当注意什么
what to pay attention to,
精神都是从保罗来的
all the spirit come from Paul,
人物好像不是从保罗来的
but the figures, features,
为什么
why?
今天我不提
I'm not going to mention tonight,
但我今天要请大家注意保罗跟提摩太
But I want to pay attention to Paul and Timothy.
我相信除了大卫跟约拿单以外
I believe that other than David and Jonathan,
在圣经的记载中间
in the biblical records,
感情最亲密的
those are so emotionally tight,
应该是保罗跟提摩太
It must be Paul and Timothy.
在旧约里面
in the Old Testament,
约拿单跟大卫的感情
the Jonathan and David, their relationship,
是彼此尊重
They respect each other.
明白上帝的旨意。
They understand the will of God.
用纯洁的爱。
Use a pure love.
甚至超过男女的感情。
Even transcend the love between a man and a woman.
有的人就以为这个大概是两个同性恋吧。
Some thought maybe this homosexual.
绝对不是。
Absolutely not.
请你注意啊。
Pay attention.
大卫是个英勇战士。
David is a warrior.
这个约拿单也是英勇的战士。
Jonathan also is a very brave warrior.
所以当约拿单死的时候
So at the time when Jonathan died,
大卫为他写了一个诗歌。
David had wrote a psalm for him.
这个诗歌的美丽
And the beauty of this psalter,
壮烈
And also so brave,
真是整个希伯来文学里面最高峰的文学。
It coming to the climax of Hebrew literature.
19世纪新派的神学家
And the modern theologian of the 19th century,
他们说
they say,
大卫的时代根本没有文学可以讲
At the time of David, nothing to talk about literature.
大卫是个战士，根本不懂得文学。
David is just a warrior, he doesn't know about literature.
他们是轻看同误解了那个时代。
So they despise and misunderstood that age.
在西方里面写歌剧的人，多数是音乐家，不是文学家。
In the Western world, the people who write this opera,
所以呢，莫扎特写 opera 没有一个 opera 的词句是他自己写的。
Mozart when they write an opera, but he didn't write lyrics.
Gluck 写歌剧没有一个歌剧的词句是他自己写的。
The same with Gluck,
照样的。
The same thing.
Weber 写歌剧，贝多芬写歌剧都是别人的文字，他们配上音乐。
Whether Beethoven or others that write this opera, they are not the ones who write the lyrics.
但是十九世纪浪漫派的主义。有一个作曲家叫做 Richard Wagner
Richard Wagner also the romanticist when he wrote this opera
全部文句诗歌戏剧的情节自己写然后再自己配 配器。
He wrote even the lyrics and also he come with the also the melodies.
这种才干大得不得了。
He's such a great talent.
我相信大卫就是这种人。
Such is also with David.
所以大卫会弹琴，琴弹出来连鬼都跑掉。
And also David can play lyre so that when he play, even Satan will chase away.
大卫的音乐才干大得不得了。
So he's so great in the musical talent.
大卫的诗歌才干也大得不得了。
And also he's good in writing poems.
你看诗篇里面大卫的诗，大卫的诗，大卫的诗，大卫的诗。
You see in the book of Psalms, many of these poems written by him.
大卫的文学感人得不得了。
So literature coming from this David so touching.
大卫是个很富感情。
He is one with full with emotion and sentiment.
就是很勇敢打仗的。
Also very brave in his war.
这种人是很少很少。
Very seldom we encounter such people.
那么这样的才干，谁欣赏他呢
？And such talent, who admire him?
约拿单欣赏。
Jonathan.
约拿单自己是王的正式的后代。
Jonathan is the right actually the successor of the throne.
他是皇太子。
He is the true successor.
但是他认为神是兴起大卫，所以他。不应当做以色列的王。
But he see that since God has raised David, he shouldn't now continue to be the king of the Israel.
他不应该 have it inherit.
He is not inherit the throne.
所以他对大卫说。
So he told David,
你必做王。
You must be the king.
我做你的宰相。
I become a prime minister.
所以他那个爱呢，不是同性恋的爱。
So that kind of love is not homosexual.
他的爱是人与人之间最高尚的尊重的爱。
What is the supreme respect of man with each other?
男女的爱多亲密，都有盼望占有对方的这种自私的成分。
You know, this man and woman, how much love they have, they want to want to possess the other
part. 伟大的友情没有这个成分还能爱的时候，那是超越了。
But when a great friendship with this kind of, without this kind of desire of possession, you transcend all this.
所以我们千万不要给魔鬼留地步。
Do not make room for Satan.
把同性恋的爱把它解释成这个约拿单对大卫的感觉。
That you want to interpret the emotion between this David and Jonathan as a homosexual love.
不是义的问题。
There's something not about lust.
所以大卫说什么
？So what David say?
约拿单，我兄啊
，Jonathan, my brother.
你对我发的爱情胜过妇女的爱情。
The love you have to be more than woman's love.
不是一念的。
It's not lust.
是尊重到一个地步。
By respect.
心肠广大到一个地步。
It's so broad with the mind.
甚至连自己的王位让给大卫，他也甘愿。
Even to give his own throne to David, he's willing.
这种神圣的这个超性超义的爱。
This is a sacred love that transcends sex and lust.
是伟大的君子之间的感情。
It's a great emotion between gentlemen.
在新约里面。
In the New Testament,
耶稣基督跟约翰之间
，Jesus and John，
约翰爱耶稣
，John loved Jesus。
约翰常常把头放在耶稣的胸怀里。
And many times he put the head in the bosom of Christ。
因为什么呢
？Why？
甚至连耶稣讲的最小声的一句话，他都不要放过。
Even the thing that Christ just spoke in a softer voice, he doesn't want to let go.
有人说呢，耶稣为什么选的都是男的？因为他是同性恋，乱讲一场。
And the people say, why did Christ just choose all these men as a disciple because he's homosexual? This is all nonsense.
英国的 Andrew Weber 这个人
，Andrew Weber this man，
他写了一个叫 Jesus Christ Superstar。
He written Jesus Christ Superstar，
里面就有这种暗示的成分。
And with this implication in it，
他认为耶稣基督是同性恋。
He said Jesus is homosexual。
耶稣的门徒也是同性恋。
And same with disciples.
所以呢，犹大
，So Judah
爱上耶稣
，Love Jesus.
结果爱不到，亲一个嘴就把他卖掉。
Couldn't get him, so he kissed him and then sell him.
这是撒旦在错误的解释中间
，So Satan in a wrong interpretation
来诱惑许多人对圣经的错解
，And trying to confuse her with the interpretation.
在第三个例子里面
，The third example.
保罗对提摩太
，Paul to Timothy.
他两次这么讲
，Twice he said.
一次说做我真儿子的
，my true son Timothy。
另外一次说我的儿子，我写信给我儿子提摩太。
And the second time said, I write this epistle to my son Timothy。
提摩太妈妈是谁呢
？Then who then is the mother of Timothy？
是保罗跟那个女人生出提摩太吗
？Is it Paul has someone to give birth to Timothy now？
这是很纯洁的一种长辈对幼辈的爱。
This is a very pure love coming from elderly to younger one。
我想念你。
I miss you。
不住的流泪。
I should hear.
我很想见你。
I want to see you.
提摩太就变成保罗的同工了。
Timothy become the fellow workers of Paul.
所以呢，他这个已经慢慢年长的人。
So when he's getting older,
看见年轻人
，when he see the younger one,
像提摩太这
样 ，like Timothy,
他就盼望提摩太接替 他的圣功。
He desired Timothy succeed his race.
你看他写提摩太前书，提摩太后书。
So when he wrote First Timothy, Second Timothy,
所有的话语
，all the words in
都是纯洁的
，is pure，
都是神圣的
，it is sacred，
都是属灵的
，it is spiritual。
每一句里面
，every statement，
何等高贵。何等高尚的话语
！He's so noble and so honest.
感谢上帝
，Praise God.
然后他在这里讲什么
？And what did he say here?
提摩太是与我同工。
Timothy is my fellow worker.
提摩太与我一同同工。
And he's my fellow worker.
这段的圣经讲与我一同为主受苦。
In other places, it says that he together with me suffered for the Lord's sake.
感谢上帝
，Praise God.
这种与我一同受苦的同工
，This fellow worker who suffered together with me.
保罗以父亲的爱来待他
，Paul using a very fatherly love to deal with him.
提摩太以儿子的爱来对待他
，And Timothy using a very sonly love to love him back.
他们都在神的工作上有份
，They have a share in the ministry of God.
这里保罗说什么呢
？And this is Paul said here.
保罗与我同工的提摩太
，Timothy, my fellow worker.
问你们安
，send his greetings to you，
和我的亲属路求
，and my relative Lucius，
也问你们安
，also send greetings to
you， 还有耶孙
，Jason，
也问你们安
，also send greetings to you，
索西巴德
，Sosipater，
也问你们安
，send greetings to you。
这里他提到了这几个人问安
，here he mentioned greeting come from these few persons。
提摩太是同工
，Timothy is a fellow worker。
其他的三个人是他的亲戚
，relatives are relatives，
都问安
，they send greetings。
要是保罗有很多的亲人。是与保罗一同信主，也一同明白圣工的工作。
Meaning that Paul has met relatives to also believe together with him in Christ, also work together with him.
所以这些人看见保罗写信，他不要忘记代我问他们的安呢、啊。
So when the spirit see that Paul is writing, he said, "Send greeting to these people."
那保罗的亲属信主
，and the relative believe in Christ.
会问安
，and send greeting.
保罗同工问安
，Paul's fellow worker send greetings.
问完了以后呢
？After the greetings,
突然间有一节圣经跑出来。
Suddenly one verse came.
这节圣经是罗马书唯一的一节。
The only verse in the book of Romans.
所有的不一样的
，and different from others.
其他每一节都是保罗讲，人家写下来。
In all other places, what Paul has narrated, people write down.
这一节是保罗没有讲，那个人自己写的。
And this one, Paul has not said, and he wrote.
这个叫做秘书之言。
That's a word of a secretary.
所有的都是保罗讲的。
And all is what Paul has narrated.
比如说，我现在写信。
反正 if I would write a letter.
好，我请我的秘书李牧师替我写。
I ask my secretary, Dr. Lee, to write for me.
好，请你照着我要讲的写哈。
And write according to what I said.
吉隆坡的弟兄姐妹啊
，and brothers sisters in Kuala Lumpur，
你们的爱主啊
，you love God， you must love God， so I write，
没钱念给我听，
吉隆坡的弟兄姐妹，你爱主啊，
所以他照我的意思写
，so according to what he said， I said，
后来我就问安了
，so I send greetings，
加拿大的人问你们安
，Jakarta people send you greetings，
这个。Surabaya 的人也问你们安。
People from Surabaya send you greetings.
香港的弟兄问你们安。
Brothers and sisters in Hong Kong send you greetings.
台湾的姐妹问你们安。
And also the brothers and sisters in Taipei send you greetings.
全部讲完了以后。
After all this.
好，你念给我听。
Surabaya 弟兄们。
啊，他就念，念到一半的时候。
But halfway through,
突然间有一件事我没有讲。
That is something I never said.
你知道那一件是什么
？You know which one?
我李建南也问你安。
I did get also send greetings to you.
这个就是这一件的意思。
And this is the meaning of this.
所以这一件圣经很特别。
So this is very special.
我没有讲的。
I didn't say.
我没有叫他写的。
I didn't ask him to write.
他写到一半自己加一句进去。
Halfway he added a statement.
这个圣经这样的话出现几次
？A few times appear in the Bible.
你要不要听啊
？Do you want to know?
在哪里啊
？Where?
在摩西五经。
In the Pentateuch.
还有呢？
And then,
在保罗书信
，Paul's epistle，
很奇妙
，strange enough，
摩西五经里面哈
，in the Pentateuch
有怎么样的话你知道
？Now what kind of words then？
摩西死了
，Moses died。
摩西会不会写？摩西死了。
When Moses died, wrote Moses died。
那一定别人写的，对不对
？Someone has written it。
所以摩西五经呢，有一段不是摩西写的。
So in the Pentateuch, there's a passage not written by Moses。
保罗书信也有一段不是保罗写的。
And also in the book of by Paul, so there's a passage not written by Paul。
我们大家来念这一节好不好
？Read this one。
第二十二节一同来读，一二三，我这代笔写信的得丢，在主里面问你们安，这是谁的话？
Whose word?
我这个得丢
The Tius
我这个得丢
I the Tius
不是我保罗啊
Not I Paul
应该是我保罗问你们
那么是 I Paul send greetings to you
哦你说我才知道原来保罗有个名字叫得丢
Oh you say Paul has a nickname called the Tius
到这里忘记了把他家里家乡的名字都念出来了
So maybe he has written his nickname
不是因为这里写、no. 大 代笔
，because he representing the right。
代笔什么意思呢
？He wrote on behalf of Paul，
替保罗写的。
Wrote on behalf of Paul，
所以代笔的人就不是原先写信的人。
So the one who wrote on behalf is not the one who is the actual writer。
从前中国乡下。
In China, in the past,
villages,
a lot of people they make a livelihood from writing letters for others.
金融部有没有啊？
Do they have any?
有没有这样的人呢、啊？现在香港还有，在哪里
？Hong Kong still has.
在九龙油麻地榕树头那边。啊，你们就到过香港吗？香港
油麻地榕树头
不是跑马地，跑马地在香港，油麻地在九龙。
油麻地
啊，香港有三个。一个油麻地，一个跑马地，一个马马地，三个。那香港这边叫做跑马地
，In Hong Kong is called 跑马地。
九龙那边叫做油麻地
，In Kau Lung is called 油麻地。
油麻地有个地方叫做榕树头，一个大榕树。
And because of the great 榕树。
那么下面就围起来，那附近的
fence up
很多看病先生。
A lot of this fortune teller。
那很多小姐呢，长得又漂亮又不够漂亮。
And some of this girl beautiful, but
not
beautiful, but go there.
跑到看明星就看到了什
么 ？Watch the hands.
哦，你三年你要做明星。
And 3 years later you're a film star.
五年你要死掉。
Five years you die.
就去看命了。
And this is fortune teller.
那些孩子就去那边看命。
So this will go there for the fortune teller.
那边还有一些专门替人写信。
And the people who write letters are.
哎呀，某某先生啊。
算数。
我的孩子在加拿大。
My son is in Canada.
我要写信给他。
Want to write letter to
him. 你要写什么呢
？Fortune teller.
我对不起，我不会写，因为我只有小学三年级。
I cannot write myself.
所以你代我写啊。
You write for me.
啊，这个老人家就念了。
So this he resigned and then he write.
你说那保罗有人替他代笔，保罗到底有没有读书啊
？Oh, does he have schooling?
为什么有人代笔呢
？Was someone write for him?
所以现在解决这个问题。
Interpret.
我告诉你
，I tell you.
保罗为什么不自己写
？Was Paul doesn't write himself?
两个原因。
Two reasons.
第一个原因。
The first.
保罗可能这个眼睛呢非常猛的。
Possibly Paul doesn't have a good vision.
他老了。
He's old.
所以他写不清。
So he cannot write clearly.
有人就这么猜。
Some has mixed speculation.
为什么从什么角度来猜这个事
？From based on what they mixed speculation.
保罗曾经写过。
Paul has said.
你看我的字写得多大。
My word I've written is so big with my characters. Why?
他不能细写。
He cannot write small.
因为细写要有很重的眼力。
Because he has a good vision before he can write small. He cannot write that.
所以呢 ，Handel 从一七五。零年以前三年
，and three years before 1750 handed himself
1747年
，and 1747
就是他写了米赛亚以后大概四五年
，four or five years after he had composed Messiah，
他的眼睛开始瞎
，he getting blind，
结果越来越厉害越来越厉害
，so more and more serious，
所以他最后的 oratorio Jephtha，
the final oratorio Jephtha
不是从他的手笔。
He didn't write himself.
是从一个秘书写下来。
From a secretary.
啊，这个秘书呢又懂得音乐。
And this secretary knows music.
又懂得英文。
Know English.
所以呢，保这个 Handel 就一面在琴上弹，一面口哼，他就把它记下来。
So Handel on one hand playing the piano, on one hand also with the mouth.
那当把这个 Handel 写参孙的时候
，So when he writes Samson，
你们研究音乐注意听了、
Pay attention to this.
这个是音乐学院不一定告诉你的事情。
Your music school may not tell you all this.
当 Handel 写到参孙的时候
，When Handel was composing Samson，
他写到参孙的眼睛被挖出来
，And Samson was covered with eyes，
瞎了
，blind。
所以呢，他就讲一句话
，So he said this：
日头啊，你热死了
；Sun， you have eclipsed。
月亮啊，你也死了。
Moon, you're also eclipsed.
星啊，你也不发光。
Stars, you don't shine anymore.
一片黑暗。
All but darkness.
因为参孙被挖眼睛。
Samson after his eyes been cut.
所以就这首诗歌来表示他瞎眼。
So he used this song to express his blindness.
当 Handel 写参孙的时候。
So Handel was writing on Samson.
他即使自己差不多瞎眼了。
He was almost blind.
所以他写太阳啊，也死了。月亮啊，也死了。那首诗我听了，
moon,
我每一次差不多要流眼泪。
Every time when I heard that one, I almost shed tears.
因为是作者的亲身经历。
Because there's a true experience of the composer.
我从那些转到保罗来。
So from there I turned to Paul.
保罗很可能年老的时候眼睛差不多瞎。
Very possible that when Paul was getting old, he would be blind.
所以他是一个老人。
He's an old man.
这个视力已经很差的了。
And lost with the vision.
还盼望到西班牙去传道。
But still wanting to go to Spain to preach.
他爱主的心是何等伟大。
His love to God is so great.
他对主对人的爱何等深切。
His love to God and man is so deep.
他写罗马书的时候。
When he wrote the book of Romans.
他已经年老了。
He's old.
他已经没有办法写了。
He cannot write anymore.
所以他叫德丢替他写。
He asked Tertius to write for him.
所以德丢是保罗的。这一本书的文书
So he is actually the scribe or the secretary for the book. The second reason.
为什么是保罗需要代笔呢？
Why is that Paul needs someone to write on his behalf?
解经家的第二解释
Bible interpreter say this.
他年老的时候
When he was old.
手发抖得很厉害
The hand is shaking.
所以他没有办法写出来
So he couldn't write himself.
每写一个字都写得很慢
Everywhere he writes is so big.
所以他要把一张纸好好写字能交给人
So he could only ask people to write on his behalf.
那么德丢呢？写的时候
，Tertius when he was writing,
第一章第一节写到第十六章
，from chapter 1 verse 1 until the chapter 16.
就像你们从第一章听到第十六
，like you listen the exposition from the first chapter first verse until now.
发现保罗里面要讲的话这么深奥，这么伟大
，find it so profound with what Paul has written.
原来我替他写的这封信里面隐藏了上帝。救赎人永世的计划。
I will return this plan of God for eternity on behalf of God.
哇，那德丢也知道罗马帝国正在逼迫。
And the Jews also know the Roman Empire is persecuting Christians.
许多基督徒都受患难。
So many Christians are suffering.
耶稣基督最后使你呼唤的时候，四十天最常讲的一句话是：愿你们平安，愿你们平安。
Because the words are going to come from the mouth of Jesus after the resurrection says, May peace be with you.
所以保罗这里问安，问安，问安。
So here Paul saying greetings and greetings.
提摩太问你们安。
Timothy saying greetings to you.
路修问你们安。
Lucius saying greetings to you.
耶稣问你们安。
Jason also saying greetings to you.
所以西巴的问你们安。
So Cephas also saying greetings to you.
要问完的时候。
After that.
可能保罗在想还有谁。
Paul may be thinking who else.
就空了一段了。
And make a skip.
德丢就快快说，我也问你安。
And the chief says, "I will send greetings to you."
我代笔的德丢也问你安，快快去。
I'm all around, be all. Paul also send greetings to you.
还有谁问安？我要记
得。Paul was still thinking who to send greetings.
所以这件事情很宝贵啊。
So very precious.
这就表示他真正与保罗同行。
Which means he is working one heartedly with Paul.
很多的文书不是的。
Many of secretary are not.
很多的代笔的不是。
Many of those who run behind people are not.
你是问安问安。
Send greetings and greetings.
他心里说，管他安不安。
I don't even care whether the peace or not.
写完了给我多少钱
？How much money you give me after writing?
那才是重要的。
That is important.
所以他根本心不在焉。
So his heart is not there.
他根本没有关系的。
He does not have any relationship with you.
他为赚钱来代笔的。
It's for making money he wants to write for you.
德丢不是。
But the truth is not.
德丢成为同心。传达福音信息的同工
and become a fellow workers together with Paul who want to preach the gospel
所以他欢喜快
so he was rejoiceful
我们这几年在新加坡牛顿生命堂借他们的礼拜堂
these few years in Newton Church in Singapore New Life Church we also use a hall
讲希伯来书好几年
spoken about Hebrew for a few years
每次讲完了以后
要走的时候 before we leave,
我就回到后面的房间
I go to the room at the back
有出去见到看堂的人
Sometimes I see the caretaker
前三年两三年以前
two or three years ago
看堂的人换了一个人
they change the caretaker
我们发现很不一样的感觉
we find it a different feeling
从前的看堂的人
the caretaker in the past
眼睛瞪得大大
they stare at you
就知道脏不脏
whether it's dirty or not
我好像很不甘愿做事情
He's not willing to do any work.
但是这几年换了一个看堂的人。
But the caretaker for these few years.
面容笑笑的。
Full with smile.
总是笑脸。
Full with smile.
就像王父母是那样笑脸。
Very old folk.
所以我每次讲完到。
So every time after preaching.
已经很累的时候。
I'm so tired.
回去的时候。
When I go back home.
见到他。
When I see him.
心里很喜乐。
I find joy in
him. 因为他好像也是一同聚会，一同蒙恩。一种很感谢主，这个礼拜堂被上帝用了那种事。
He looks at this fellow where he have joy because this hall is used by God.
心情是默契的。
So we are so united in the heart.
很可爱。
Lovable.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
每次我想到王牧师。
Every time when I think about Reverend.
我就想到他的笑容。
I think about his smile.
他是很好的同工。
Very good fellow.
很同心的同工。
Very work
wonderful. 这个讲座好像就是他的讲座。
This the talk as if his talk.
这里讲的信息好像就是他的信息。
And the message here is with his message.
这个聚会好像就是他的聚会。
This meeting as if it's his meeting.
如果他在这里没有一次他缺席。
So when he is here, not even a single time he's absent.
这种同心同工的喜乐。
This kind of joy coming for fellow workers who work one heartedly.
是今天买不回来的。
It's something you cannot buy with money.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我得丢爱彼得也问你
啊。The two sources are saying greeting to you.
哪里？所以我告诉你，罗马书啊，作者有两个啊。
Two authors.
两个作者啊。
Two authors.
一个是保罗写一大堆，一个是得丢写一句。
One Paul who have written a lot, but two only write one sentence.
我问你啊。
I send greetings to you.
我也问你啊。
他
也跟着讲这句的，很可爱哦，很可爱，很可爱的。
Very lovable.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
许多是小孩子啊。
Many times this is small
kids. 在大的工作里面。
In big events.
也跟着有份。
They want to have a share.
有一次哦。
What it was
one. 我在搬书，我的家里的书几千本。
I was moving books from my house.
搬啊搬搬，后来。
Moving books.
看见我那个男孩子，那个时候两岁，他也搬。
Seeing that my boy was two also moved the books.
我笑起来。
I laughed.
因为我搬大大的，他搬小小的。
Because I took heavy books, he took small books.
很重的书我在搬，他也去搬小小的。
I moved the heavy books, he took small books.
但他也好像很真心的搬。
I moved it too hard.
很快乐的。感谢上帝。今天我们侍奉主的人。
Today when you serve the Lord.
如果看见同工。
When you see fellow workers.
同心。
Working one heart.
很喜乐。
We rejoice.
Amen.我问你们安。
I send you greetings.
提摩太问你们安。
Timothy send you greetings.
路西问你们安。
Lucius send greetings.
他就说，我也问你们安。
Jesus said, I send greetings to you.
他也问安。
He also send greetings.
他也有份。
He have a share.
他也在神的书信上。
Also in the book of God.
在神的工作上。
In the ministry of God.
有份。
He has a share.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
所以如果人家问你罗马书是谁写的？
If people ask you who wrote the book of Roman,
你说保罗跟德丢写的。
Paul and Tertius.
保罗写一大堆。
Paul has wrote a lot.
Tertius 写一句。
Tertius only one sentence.
就是十六章这一句。
This is verse 22 of 16.
不但如此。
No, he said.
还有一句很宝贵的话。
Also a very precious statement.
保罗这里说。
Here Paul said.
那接待我。
He who received me.
也接待全教会的该犹问你们
了。Also Gaius who received the whole church also send greetings to you.
我今天要讲到这里。
I want to stop here.
该犹是谁？
Who is it, Gaius?
Gaius, 真有爱心接待人的。
He is the one who has true heart to show hospitality.
你还记得我们在第十四章开始讲彼此接纳的问题？
Do you still remember on chapter 14 we talk about accepting each other?
你接待人吗？
Do you accept others?
你接纳人吗？
Do you accept people?
互相接纳是彼此相爱的具体表现。
Inter-receiving actually is the mutual love.
Co-acceptance.
Co-acceptance.
我接纳你。
I accept you.
你接纳我。
You accept me.
你脾气不好，我能接纳。
You're with bad temper. I accept you.
我比你更容易这个不耐烦的这个生气，你也能接纳。
I'm also impatient, but you can accept me.
你什么事都慢慢做，我接纳你。
You do things slowly. I accept you.
我什么事情快得不得了，你接纳我。
But I'm quick temper. You accept me.
彼此接纳。
Co-accept.
是彼此相爱的。真正的表现
is a concrete and true expression of true love.
但是
but then,
你喜欢接待谁啊？
Who do you want to receive?
你家里喜欢接待谁？
Your house, who do you like to receive?
那是有钱的人到你家里。
The rich people.
哇，你笑到嘴巴合不起来。
So you smile, I think I close your eyes.
那是比较穷的到你家里来。
But those are poor when they come to you.
马上远远看他，快快到锁起门来进房间。
You will lock your door when you see them from afar.
你怕他来借钱。
You're afraid they come to borrow money.
我告诉你
I tell you,
不一定穷人都有那种需要。
It doesn't mean that all poor people have this need.
不一定穷人都是那种个性。
It doesn't mean that all poor people have this personality.
有许多很穷的人有高贵的品德，高过那些有钱的人卑贱的人格。
There are those who are poor have so many more noble personality as compared to those who are rich.
保罗说，该
犹。Paul here said, Gaius,
接待我。
So hospitality to me,
接待全教会
and the whole church too.
整本圣经只有这个人
only this person
是接待全教会
that he is a hospital to the whole church.
这个人真像耶稣基督
he's like Jesus.
耶稣是接纳整个教会的主
Jesus is the Lord who accepts the whole church.
该犹是接纳整个教会的人
Gaius is the one that accepts the whole church too.
耶稣基督是接纳整个教会的神
Jesus is the one who accepts the whole church.
该犹是地上接纳整个教会的人。
But upon the earth, he is a man that accepts the whole church.
容易不容易？
Isn't it easy?
在教会里面，有一些人是跟我们比较像的个性。
You know, in the church, there are people who behave quite like us in characters.
比较适合我们的脾气。
More suitable to our temper.
所以你就说感谢主，我跟他很能交通。
He said, "Praise God, I can have good fellowship with him."
跟某某人不能交通。
But to say that, no.
我一见到他就充满喜悦。
When I see him, I'm full with joy.
我一想到那个人就要吐。
When I think of that, I want vomit.
为什么？因为你胃病很重啊。
Because you suffer with a gastric.
你要看到他的脸，你就。
So when I see him, I want to vomit.
所以这种我不能接纳他。
I cannot accept this kind of people.
很难的，该由。
But God is.
全教会都接待。
He accept the whole church.
接待全教会。
Accept the whole church.
怎么可能？
还是 possible?
以后我天上，我到天上去。
Late in the future, in the heaven.
一定要抽一天下午，如果天上有下午的话。
If there's one afternoon, I go there.
我去找高友跟他。谈论你怎么接待神
？I want to talk to guys how to accept the whole church.
很不容易的。
It's not easy.
我有一次讲主的时候
，I was one of teaching in the Sunday school.
那一次全班全校都合起来。
And they have a combined
一个大班
meeting, the whole class.
那我讲上帝的爱，讲
talking about the love of God.
讲到一半的，突然就发现靠近墙边的一个人，整个脸呢，生肉生了一大块一大块在壁纸外面这里外。
Halfway, I discover someone by the side of the door. They got all this swelling of the face.
我一看到他
，When I see him,
吓死了。
I was frightened.
马上我不再看他。
So I don't look at that.
一直讲到我不敢再看他。
Until the end, I didn't look at that.
因为我很害怕，那个面孔很害怕。
With the face.
那天讲完道以后呢
？But after that preaching,
我回去的时候
，When I return,
我的灵就感动了。
The spirit of God touched me.
为什么你不看他
？Why say look at him?
他很可怕吗
？Is terrifying?
在我面前，你比他更可怕。
He might say you're more terrifying than he does.
但是我爱你。
But I love him.
你为什么不能爱他
？Why say I can't love him?
哇，那个那一次的经验很深很深的感觉。
That was a very deep experience.
那以后呢？那个人不来了。
And that the person doesn't come anymore.
我一直等他来，不来。
I wait for him to come. He never comes.
我试看如果他再来，我试看看他休息能够接纳这样的面孔。
If he were to come, I want to learn how to accept him.
到今天没有去。
Until today, I've been trying.
永远不出现。
Never appear again.
所以我欠他的债。
So I owe him.
那天连看都不看，
I never even
看的时候，那个态度他也看到了。
Even when I see him, that kind of face expression he has seen.
为了怜悯我，不再看到他，他永远不来给我看。
In order to pity on me, he never come again.
那我就主啊，求主赦。
I say God forgive me.
接纳
，to accept
接待
，to be so hospitality
是接待喜欢的吗
？Do you so hospitable?
接待可爱的
，those people are lovable.
接待爱你的
，and those who love you
接待尊重你的
，those who respect you
能不能接待与你个性不同？
Can I accept those people who are different from you in temple?
能不能接待与你社会阶层不同的
？And those are different strata in the society.
能接待全教会吗
？To accept the whole church.
我吓死了。
I was frightened.
我看这件事情，我很羞愧。
When I see this, I feel ashamed.
那接待全教会的概念
？The one who so hospitable to the whole church.
怎么有这样的人哦
？This kind of people.
怎么有这样的灵性哦？
啊 ，this kind of person that
怎么有这样的一些圣经记载下来
？Then this verse recorded in the Bible.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我们应当学习。
We must learn
接纳与我们不同的。
Accept those who are different from us.
如果单接纳与我们相同。
If you were only to accept those who are the same with us,
那不是爱。
That's not love.
接纳与我们不同的。
Accept those who are different.
那才叫做爱。
That's true love.
大家说，接纳与我们相同的，不是爱。
不是爱。
接纳与我们不同的，
不同的，
才是爱。很不容易。
Not easy.
很不容易。
Not easy.
最近我听见一件事，我很难过。
And this lady, I heard this thing that make me grieve.
因为我每次到那个城市去的时候
，Every time when I go to that place,
有一个家庭很喜欢接待我。
There's a family that like to accept me.
我想他是很爱主的。
They love God.
后来我发现不是。
Later I discovered it's not.
那个家庭迷信。
This family have a superstitious belief.
接待出名的传道人，上帝会特别赐福。
If they were to accept famous pastors, God would especially bless them.
所以别的传道的去，他不接待；唐崇荣去，他要接待。
When other preachers go, they will never accept. Only I go, they will accept.
乡下的传道人他不接待。
And the pastor come from a village, they won't accept.
环绕世界的传道人他特别接待。
But those pastors have gone to the whole world, they will accept.
这样人家问他是接待唐牧师的人，他的名气就大了。
Then he will be famous because he received the pastor's home.
还有迷信说接待上帝重要的仆人就特别蒙上帝赐福，生意会大发大财。
He's superstitious. If you receive this famous preacher, your business will be blessed.
我听了很难过。
I was grieved. I
grieved. 后来我就决定。
I decided.
以后我不陪他接待。
In the future, I won't go to their home.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为发现他动机不对。
I see the motive is wrong.
亲爱的弟兄，
My dear brothers and sisters,
你接待人
？Do you accept people?
你接待谁？
who did they accept?
你为什么接待他？
Why they accept?
你能不能接待与他不一样的？
Can they accept those who are different from you?
你接待高人能不能接待你？
Can they accept those who are high or the low one?
你接待大的能不能接待小的？
Can they accept those who are people famous or those who are infamous?
你接待富有的能不能接待贫穷？
Can I accept those who are rich but not those who are poor?
你接待对你亲善的，不能接待对你不和善。
Can you receive those who are kind to you but those who are not kind to you? Can you accept that?
全教会。
To accept the whole church?
有这样的人吗？
Scott people?
有。
Yes.
他的名字呢？
The name is?
Gaius. 不是该死。Gaius.
Gaius.
是好的弟兄。
Good brother.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
听到这些话。
When you heard all this.
检查自己。
Examine yourself.
审判自己。
You judge yourself.
然后更正自己。
And then correct yourself.
我们做一个更使人蒙恩的人。
That be the one that is accepted by others.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
感谢上帝，用你自。